Society, to historians at least, has had its fate directed by three great influences: the sword as a weapon of war, the pen as knowledge or literature, and the purse, money. Just in the founding of America, we can see these three at work. In the sword that set us free from the dominion of England, in the pen that gave us our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, and it was the purse that gave the world its greatest economy. But there is more than fate influencing our lives. We who think of ourselves as children of God look beyond just fate that is impersonal and know, in fact, that we are destined. We live out our lives under the influence of God, who has promised to guide us and lead us and motivate us simply out of His abiding love. We are able to choose for ourselves between righteousness and sin, between following or not following His lead. And we can choose to live within God's plan for us, our destiny, not wrapped up in fear and doubt, but we are destined in love to be loved. Now, we have all of 2012 standing before us, and that can be very comforting, and it can also be very frightening. Frightening because the future is always uncertain. I mean, take a look at 2011. That was not exactly one of the better years. It starts off with a tsunami that destroys a big chunk of Japan and causes a nuclear meltdown, and on and on and on. And then we have all the weather disasters all across the world this year, earthquakes, several different places, the children that are kidnapped, all the different things that happen, culminating in a political debate that's still going on and on and on and on. It is impossible to predict what is going to happen this year other than more and on. The National Choir magazine tries to do a prediction each year. They come up with a list of things, but someone one time looked back at the previous year and said that they had an accuracy of 2%. So it's not exactly something you can count on. At the same time, the new year can be comforting because of the promise of life to be lived to the fullest, of hope that keeps us looking upward and forward all the time, and of peace and presence so that we know that whatever happens in 2012, we'll not be facing it alone. Now, some people are going to stumble blindly into 2012. It's sort of like the woman, her and her friend were sitting there eating lunch one day at work, and she said, "I had been on vacation in the Bahamas this last weekend." Her friend said, "Oh, where are the Bahamas?" And she says, "I don't really know. I just flew in and flew out over the weekend." We sometimes fly in and fly out of the new year with the same indifference of where we are or what it's all about, existing instead of living. Other people rely on very questionable resources to get them through the year, like the Inquirer's predictions, or maybe those who pin their destiny on the stars by reading the horoscope. But then there's always reading palms, lumps on your forehead. There's tarot cards and psychics. And then, of course, this year, everybody's talking about the Mayan calendar, how the world is going to end on December 21st. Did you know that? Just want to make sure you're ready. They were talking about it today on the television. They're saying that scientists saying that's not exactly what it's talking about. It's saying that some Mayan god is going to come down and have a service. Doesn't say anything about destruction. So, you know, it's all kind of up in the air. Always there will be the question, where are we going? What is my purpose in life? And each of these questions come with a touch of the unknown, a dark landscape that looms before us, threatening if you don't have somebody to guide you through it. Imagine, if you will, being free of worry and fear about the future. Our fear is founded in part on the reality that success and failure are not very far apart. There's a hair's breadth sometime between them. This last week, Verizon decided that they were going to charge everybody $2 for going online and paying their telephone bill online instead of having it done automatically. They were hoping, evidently, to get people to go to the automatic. That way they get the money now and they get the money on time and they get to spend the money or not have to borrow money in order to be able to do it. And some executive came up with this idea and sold it to the boss. And the boss thought it was a great idea until he had to apologize to the whole nation and take the whole thing back. The distance between success and failure sometimes is almost invisible. There was a man standing in his 17th story office building in Chicago on a rainy day, and he noticed and observed that his building could change the course of a raindrop by several thousands of miles. If it dropped on the east side of the building because of the hit the building on that side, it would drain into Lake Michigan, eventually go through the five lakes and end up in the North Atlantic. If it, by a gust of wind, fell on the west side of the building, it drained into the Chicago River, which goes into the Mississippi, which ends up in the Gulf of Mexico. One little difference, a wind, can make all the difference in the world. Imagine living out the year, not just wandering from day to day, taking whatever the world dishes out, but confident in a God who loves us, who wants the best for his sons and daughters. For we are destined, the scriptures say, to be his heirs, not because we have earned the right, but simply because God loves us. Imagine taking the opportunity for a fresh start. Several years ago, CNN did an article about a retired man, and most of you can identify with this, who was declared dead by the Social Security Administration. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what that would be like? His Social Security checks stopped coming. He had trouble getting health care. There was even an article in the newspaper. His obit was in the newspaper. It took him a year to get it all straight. He told a TV reporter how he called the newspaper editor to correct the death notice and expressed his regrets. And expressing his regrets, the editor said, "Cheer up, my friend. I'll put your name in the birth column tomorrow and give you a fresh start." That's okay as long as the Social Security Administration doesn't catch hold of it. We need to use the fresh start that we've been given by reminding ourselves that the year will go better as we receive God's love and give it a 12-month run. A wisp of wind, of circumstance, a kind word, a loving act, a willing hand, at the right time and the right place, given out of love, in response to God's love, can make the difference in a life and in a year. With God guiding our destiny, we can live with assurance. Nothing that this world can throw at us, not chaos or social unrest, not the fall of the economic or political order, can keep us from our divinely ordained goal, the possibility of redemption for all humanity. All have the opportunity to become children of God. Beyond all human error, sin or tragedy or betrayal, we have the sure and certain hope of the resurrection through Jesus Christ our Lord. One of the most successful place kickers in the NFL, Ray Wershing, he played for the world champion San Francisco 49ers. He practiced a particular habit that made him unique. When preparing to kick a field goal or an extra point, Ray refused to look at the goalpost. Instead, Ray depended on his teammate who held the ball to point him in the right direction. It was not that Ray couldn't do it or that he was superstitious. In fact, his eyesight was so poor he couldn't see the goalpost clearly anyway. So he wisely learned to rely on his holder to provide the direction for his life. If this year is to play out right, even when we can't see the end until we get there, we need to trust the one who directs our steps, confident that he knows the way and trustworthy enough that we can choose to follow him. What's going to happen in 2012? Other than politics, I don't think anybody can tell us. But we do know that going through the year is something like building a skyscraper. If the first few stories are slightly out of line, off kilter, no one's going to notice. But by the time you get to 10 or 12 stories high, everybody knows that the building is tilting. The straightness of our year must be determined today, not when the year is 10 or 12 months gone. And by using the plumb line of God's love, we can set the standard for the rest of the year. We have been offered a kingdom that cannot be shaken. We are destined in love to be heirs with Christ. And that is something we can look forward to and celebrate. That is all the guidance we need for the new year. Amen.